Welcome to the Mindset Evolution podcast, powered by Self-Recoding, world-class consulting and coaching services that you can access at selfrecoding.com. Self-Recoding is a unique blend of neuro-healing modalities that will empower you to reach your full potential. Join thousands of others who have experienced rapid results in their journey of personal growth. Now enjoy our show, where we bring you tools for a powerful mind with your hosts, Kathy Tate and Daisy Papp.
And hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Bald and Blonde Mindset Evolution, the podcast that gives you tools for a powerful mind. I'm Kathy Tate, your host from Down Under. With me, as always, your host from America, Daisy Papp. Hi, Daisy.
Hello, my dear friend. How is it in Tomorrowland?
It is hot.
Good.
Is what it is.
Summer's here.
Yes.
Good.
Summer is here for sure. And I would just like to put out a huge thank you to everybody, the guy that invented air conditioning.
Yes.
You have my gratitude.
Oh, mine too. Absolutely. And the heater, both. So what are we going to record today?
Well, Daisy, as you and our audience may have noticed, I haven't really spoken about it much, but this whole season has been about relationships. Now, there's all kinds of relationships. There's romantic relationships, there's business relationships, there's family relationships, there's friendships. There are many kinds of relationships that we all have in our lives simultaneously from day to day, because there are so many types. And so it is therefore inevitable that sometimes a relationship is going to end. And so I want to talk about that today, because I feel like sometimes relationships can end and both parties can be amicable, but I don't feel like that's the majority. I feel like we get very emotional about it. One or both parties ends up very hurt, and then there can be other emotions like anger, resentment, even hatred sometimes.
Yeah.
And often a feeling of things not being fair, an inequity between the parties. And I would dare say that when it is a romantic relationship, it is in even more turmoil, because we have more emotional investment than you would say with a business partner. Now, that's a very important relationship, but I don't think you'd be as emotionally involved as you are when it's somebody who's an intimate partner, because that intimacy, I feel, doesn't make you more vulnerable, but you allow more vulnerability to be shared. And that's something quite special. And it can feel like there's a betrayal of that when a relationship comes to an end. I have had a few relationships in my life, and only a couple of them have ended amicably. And it was a much better experience than the other ones that did not. And in fact, some of the other ones that didn't end amicably definitely traumatized me in the way that they happened. Now, many years later, after working and doing this podcast with you, I can see a way where I could have risen above a lot of that if I'd known what I know now back then. However, I didn't. At the time, I was still very naive about emotional intelligence. I was very caught up in the emotions in the time it was happening. And I didn't really have the communication skills to express myself very well, or to try and even mend things before they came to the point where they were ending. And I take full responsibility for that, because it was my lack of skills, I believe, that stopped my part being able to be carried out either more effectively or perhaps even being able to fix things before they got so bad. But my lack of skills, really, instead I went silent. That's what I would do. I would retreat within when I was being hurt. And so I feel, as always, there's a lot of people out there like me. I'm pretty average when it comes to these sorts of things. We've all had trauma in our youth. We've all been betrayed or hurt by people. We've all been in relationships that have ended. And I think that I'd like to talk about how we take that turmoil and calm it down a bit so things aren't so dramatic and hurtful and we're not throwing cups at each other and yelling obscenities. And I don't feel like those things are necessary if you can just express your feelings and let them out that way. But then I also feel like there's a need to be heard, which doesn't always happen either. And so I know that this is all very complex, but that's what I would like to talk about today.
You want to talk about complexity?
No, I want to talk about relationships ending and how we can do it in a less hurtful, less volatile way than I think a lot of them do end.
Okay. An ending, the end. Well, oftentimes when it comes to relationships, the ending or the end of a relationship reflects the beginning of it. Oftentimes. And it's possible that we were wearing all sorts of colorful glasses. Oh, yes. And it's all so nice. There are not red flags. They don't exist. Ah, she's fanning herself.
I'm having a hot flush. Sorry.
No, I'm not surprised
by this. It's been happening a lot the last few days.
I'm not surprised by this topic. So if I heard you correctly, this is what I remember, and I could be wrong, that you think that it is much harder to amicably dissect an existing relationship when it was romantically intimate and more challenging to dissect or to end that relationship because of the level of intimacy than in a business relationship. I disagree. And I share with you why. Because there are many different levels and aspects to intimacy. There's intellectual intimacy. There's emotional intimacy. There's physical intimacy. When I go to my chiropractor, there's physical intimacy, but there is no romance. There's no business. I'm a customer, maybe that part of business. And there's absolutely clearly...
You're probably not naked either, just saying.
Exactly. So then therefore, neither physical nor sexual. So intimacy has many colors and facets. So the hurt does not depend solely because it was physical and or more. I'd like to go back to let's define what is a relationship. How do I relate to you? How do you relate to me? In what relation do I stand or sit to you? And what relation do you stand or sit to me? That is a relation. The ship is when we both embark and then we go places. And the most natural, although painful too, way to end a relationship is death. I can be dead tomorrow. I can be dead in a second, in 2 seconds, in a year, in 200 years. You don't know and I don't know, luckily. But that ended the relationship. Now, what you do and keep alive in you of that relationship and from that relationship solely depends on you. I can cry for the rest of my life that I lost my entire family that was older than I. Me as a child, I can cry for the rest of my life the most bitter tears. And I do believe the majority of heartfelt humans will have compassion with me and understand and nod. Yes, I understand that. I agree. But I can choose to reorganize, rethink, remember, becoming a member again of that connection and honor it the way how honorable I consider that relationship. So today, when I speak of my mom and my brother and my godfather, by the way, it was just a few days ago that it was like 38 years ago that the plane crashed. And guess what? Do you really think that I remember the plane wreck that I saw in the hangar? Now that I'm speaking about it, I can repicture it. It's irrelevant to me. Do you really think that I focus on the luggage that I saw that they tried to salvage out of the wreck? No. What I see is my mom there, and I see my brother as the beautiful young man he was at 24 years old, young. And my godfather, who was just a father, 4 days old was his baby when the plane crashed. And it's me. It's my responsibility. It depends on my competence, on how I respond. My ability, competence, on how I respond to things I cannot change. Now, I can live up to honor the relationship we shared for no matter how long, 2 days, 2 years, 2 decades, that is irrelevant. I can choose to honor the relationship and all the love and the connection we had. Or I can choose to fall into sorrow. That's my own relation to sadness, depression. So I press myself down. Different episode, maybe. So the ending of a relationship depends on me, right? What I do with the end based on the natural death, natural end of a relationship. And then there are artificial, and then there are forceful, and then there are violent endings. I get that. But it depends on the one who ended it or who it was ended to, the ended one, what they do internally in their thinking, their attitude, and the meaning they give it. I can say, Kathy, let's say you write me an email because you don't even face me and you say, Daisy, I'm done podcasting with you. Bye bye, baby. And then I can think, oh my God, this is horrible. This is the end. Or I can focus, thank you so much for the time and experience and experimenting and the challenges that we solved and the things we achieved. And thank you so much. And I fill myself with gratitude. I'm capable of doing both. It's my choice.
Do you see what you're saying? I would like to jump in with a point.
Yes,
please.
Jump with 2, 3, 5 points, 10, 100. Come on.
So firstly, I think you bang on about death. It is a natural ending to a relationship, no matter how unexpected it is. And I too have been through that and understand. And I absolutely agree. It's all in how you handle it yourself.
Mm.
And what you choose to do with that, how you choose to react to it. I think that when death isn't involved, and let's say a marriage is coming to an end, you have two parties in the mix, not just one person left to respond or react or feel. And when it's all said and done and you're separate, going your separate ways, sure, that matters. But what I want to talk about here is the ending. Present tense, how we get through that acrimony of trying to undo something that's been a relationship for some time. And I do think it's harder when it's longer. So it could be a business relationship, it could be a friendship, or it could be a marriage, but there's two people involved and they're not agreeing about it. Is the important part, I think, because if we can both agree and be, there's no podcast episode, that's fine. Great. Awesome. You can do that. This is for the people that don't know how to do that or are faced with an ex-partner who just won't let it be easy. They've got to make it harder because that's their journey, whether they're Mr. or Mrs. Impossible or whether they're the drama queen or whoever that person is being. At the end, that for me is the hard part to deal with, to try and be rational and level-headed and loving and understanding and all these things because they're my standards. But I'm faced with this fireball that really wants to make it hard and uncomfortable and hurtful. And that's what I want to help people deal with. Could we talk about that, please?
Well, if you want to make it hard on me, if you want to make it impossible and painful for me that you and I end our podcast journey together, you're capable of doing that. What meaning I give it depends on me. Again, I'm not going to give you the pleasure and neither the power, PP, pleasure and power, to take over me. When you want to end it or you start behaving in unacceptable ways, dear listeners, this is not the case. We will stick around for the next 50 years, 100 years. That's my planning. Then life will be right at the end of the day. You can try to make it impossible for me. Then I can stick to one fact that I cannot control what I cannot control and accept that fact. You will do what's in you. You will do what's in your toothpaste. You have a toothpaste. When you squeeze it, what comes out is what's in there. And when you're squeezed by ending our relation and you feel squeezed, what will come out of it? What's in you, not what's in me. What comes out of you is what's in you already. So I would not touch it. When you want to end our podcast relation on an ugly term, go right ahead. I stick to my standards and my values, and I allow you to experience and experiment with your venture. I'm not going to participate. I'm not going to enable you. And I'm not going to agree with any of your actions. But I stay on this side. The moment I enter your play game, I lost. Why? I lost myself. So when there's, let's say, Mr. Impossible is behaving in unacceptable ways to Mrs. Possible or Impossible, that's between them, her standards and her values and her wish and her ideas and how she relates to relationships. Now, he can do whatever he does. That's his stuff. He's responsible for his behavior, for his actions, and the consequences included. Now, when she gets involved, oh, because he said A, now I'm going to say double A, and he comes back with a triple A, and she comes back with a quadruple A, how is that going to solve anything? So then we end up with a lot of A's. I'm not even speaking grades. This was just an example in letters. So let's take the fire away, or at least I am naturally, logically, I take a step back from a fire. Why? Because I know it can burn me. Why would I even stick and poke and make it bigger and pour oil on it? Let them do whatever they need to do. When I need to, I will find protection. Legal protection, authority protection, law enforcement protection. I will find it when it comes to that degree. But me participating and getting involved in, then they won. They pulled me in, and then all of a sudden I wake up in a mess, participating and even behaving like someone I'd like to stay very far or become very far from.
I think that you've hit the nail on the head here. I think yes. This is the key.
The nail! Yay!
This is the key. You choose to participate in their
dirty game
BS, or you choose not to. You choose to stay on the other side of the fence because you've built the fence as part of the breakup. I'm making a little picture in my head here, and then you're not allowed to cross the fence again. They do whatever they want on their side of the fence, and you stay on yours and keep to your standards.
So in many spiritual teachings, there is something called like the gate of heavens or whatever. I'm not speaking religion, but I know that many people believe in specific faith ideals and ideologies and faith tendencies, and I respect that totally. Let's say someone is trying to really make it challenging for me. I've been there, by the way. I don't speak as openly as you do about it. That doesn't mean that I have not been there. When I allow them to do their play or their spiel, how some slang would say, and I stick with me, sooner or later, maybe they will meet our creator or the universe or whomever that is or however that is. Maybe yes, maybe not, but it's not my responsibility. It's their responsibility. When energy, physics, can never be destroyed, but can be steered or transformed, then whatever is in them and in their system, in their mind, in their heart, in their whatever cells or form and shape, that's their job. That's their responsibility. I don't want anything to do with it. Go ahead. Look, can I prevent you from suing me because I have a blue crayon? I can't. So go right ahead. In that case, when you say, well, because Daisy held up a blue crayon, and this is impossible because people are not supposed, because blue means this, and now you're supporting that group or this religion or this faith group or this political party, go right ahead. I stick with me. To me, it's a playful tool where I can generate images, alphabet, words, things that are meaningful to me and maybe meaningful to you. What you make up out of it is your responsibility and your consequence. So when we really want to make it more amicable, then accept others for who they are and stop wanting them to be who they cannot be. It's unfair to everyone involved. And I'm not even talking about the children, the grandchildren, the nieces, the nephews, the parents, the uncles, and so forth. When you become an amicable human being, you're not going to fight as a revenge. You're not going to create a plot in your mind and find allies to produce it or to bring it to life. You won't. Why would you? Why? I give you an example. A dear friend of mine for many decades, he was this year in summer facing with a surprise letter when he arrived home with their child and the wife from a beautiful vacation. And there was a letter from the court that she filed for custody for the child. And he looked at her and he looked at the letter. He looked at her, he looked at the letter, and he wasn't able to make a connection. He opened the letter. So she wants custody of the child. The child is 13. And guess what? She was really ugly, the wife, because she took on some untruths, presented it to all sorts of lawyers, and they created a case that was not fact. And guess what my friend did? He wrote a letter to the judge pointing out how important it is for the mental and emotional health, including physical health, of the child, that both parents will co-parent the child, because dividing a family is painful, most of all, and most importantly, to whom? The child. Guess what? In that legal system, the country where they live in, the judge even had a response. Yes, please come to a hearing. Amicably, peacefully, he stood with him. He did not go on her level because he's not doing that level. Intelligently, smartly, clever, emotionally intelligent. Guess what? They are now parenting the child. They bought two apartments next to one another. They live separately. And the child can come and go as it wants. Safety for the child. The child is not losing any parent. It's just that there's a wall and two different doors. In the house they lived before, there were 15 doors. And who cares? Now there's a corridor between the two doors. That's a big deal. What is it that you really want? Do you want to bring peace and love into this world? Then behave accordingly. Or do you want to feed the unpeace and the turmoil and the fight and the resentment? It's your responsibility, yours only responsibility. I can give you an example of a breakup that I'm very closely aware of. He just left because there was an argument that he didn't want to face or stand his man. He left and she accepted his leaving. It took him a while. And then he started reaching out when he slowly realized that, well, okay, so I left and actually I was a coward. But she respected him leaving. She accepted it. Okay, he's gone. 4.5 years later, after many approaches of him trying to manipulate, bull manure himself in with the story, speaking about questions he might have, although he knew the answer already, she was sensitive enough and sensed that. She didn't respond. Then one day, he wrote a beautiful letter that really was written from his heart. And she responded because she wanted to stick to her standard that she's only going to communicate from heart to heart, not from intelligently twisted and manipulated writings and wordsmithing. And guess what? Now they can talk amicably. There could have been so much drama. She didn't participate.
Yeah. Hats off to that lady. I have to say, I aspire to be that person that can not get sucked into other people's crap.
$1.
Said like a true Aussie, right?
$1. $1. Because I'm charging $1 for every questionable word that might belong into the category of potty mouth.
Potty mouth.
I'm collecting.
Is that an American dollar or an Australian dollar?
I take US dollars only. In this case, when it comes to potty mouth.
I protest. That's nearly $2 for me.
Well, okay, I may make an exception for today, but as of now, in the future it will be US dollars, and then that's good. Okay, I take one Australian dollar. But the question is, what really happened here by the last example? He now gained insight inside of himself. And that was the key, because now he sees how treasurable it is that she was stuck and sticked to her level of handling it and not getting sucked in. Took him almost 5 years.
But yeah,
later than never, it's better.
Yeah, it reminds me of something I'd almost forgotten about many years ago. I dated a guy who I was quite liked. There's a bit of an attraction there. And it didn't go anywhere because he was not long out of a divorce and wasn't ready. And during that, in some of the dates, and as it came to an end, he was not very respectful at times. And this is the part I want to share. It was about 5 years later, I got a random out of the blue message apologizing for the way he acted.
Yeah. So you see, no one can see exactly what you see now. Does it really matter that they see it now, or does it matter that they see it eventually? Everyone learns through life. I cannot take on your life journey, neither can you take on my life journey. Allow others to evolve and grow on their pace, not on yours. Who are you to demand from me, Daisy, you should already know that. Daisy, you should evolve in this. Daisy, do that. Who are you to tell me or even think that way? Is it not basics of relationships? And we would have not even endings or the question of how can we gain an amicable or generate an amicable ending when we started accepting people for who they are right here, right now. I give an example to our listeners and to you too, dear Kathy. Kathy, I'm going to visit you once you're going to do XYZ quadrupled and you come visit me and do a handstand and then you're going to mow my lawn and you're going to ride my horse and then you're going to swim with my dolphins, although you're allergic to salt water. I'm just making this up. So when I make it part of a transaction, meaning I make a deal with you, I will love you, Kathy, when you do all that for me. How inspired are you?
Oh, I see. You're putting conditions on it. Right. Yeah.
So allow other people to grow their way, their pace, and learn what's their lesson. Who are you to know what my life lesson is? Excuse me? Duh. How dare you telling me what my life lesson is? You don't. I'm just saying. Yeah. How dare anyone? See it for yourself. Sense it. It's insight. And insight comes from inside. And let's say any of our listeners is trying to make it hard on the other. Yeah, but they did that to me and you know I'm going to show them. What are you feeding? What are you feeding? You will sooner or later, maybe much later, in existence, not in life, but in existence, you may, maybe, resent that. But then you won't be able to go back. Let's bring peace into this world. Accept others for who they are and what they are right here, right now. Stop trying to change them, shift them, push them, motivate them, because that's manipulation. Stop it. And focus on yourself and how you handle things. You will be so busy that you have no time to judge others anymore. Imagine every one of us would do that. And Kathy, instead of me pointing out that you just did this or you just did that, nodded your head this way or that way, first of all, why would I judge it? Because you may have your reason. Maybe you have tension in your neck. And okay, maybe you laughed because something came to your mind. Fine. When I really want to be the best I can be, most of the time, I will be so active and so passionate and so busy self-disciplining and self-regulating myself that, you know what, I'm busy with myself. Kathy, can you just self-regulate your part and you bring 100% and I bring 100%? Now, then we're talking. Even when it comes to an ending. Because at the end of the day, how you end a relationship tells much more about you than when you started it. Chapeau.
What's that?
I pull my hat. French chapeau.
What does that mean?
Well, if I had a hat on my head, then I would bow in front of you.
Oh, tip it. Okay, I like this. This is good. This is some great information, and I'm going to summarize just to check that I've got it right. So first of all, we've got to accept the lack of control.
Duh.
Sometimes we will have no control and we just need to accept that. We also need to choose to not participate because it's up to us as to whether we get embroiled in the drama or we stand back and we take care of our own stuff.
Freedom of choice and responsibility of choice.
Yes, got to think about what we really want and focus on ourselves and realize that each one of us is responsible for our own part. And my favorite thing, let go of the need to be right. Life-changing, that one sentence. Life-changing.
Because when I hold on to this and it's poison, I eventually poison myself. My system, all my relations, my life, my thoughts, my body, my soul, my heart, my brain. So when I now listen to your summary, and if I recall correctly, the first point was accept the fact that there is a lack of control because there's the possibility that it's out of your control. Kathy, I'd like you to learn Hungarian in the next 5 days and I'm going to control you. Well, first of all, good luck. And second, I'm serious. Condolences to me. Why?
Because it's never going to happen in 5 days.
But I told you, you must because you have to and you should because I was able to do it. Now you have to be. Let go. Let the choice be theirs and you observe. Maybe I can inspire you, spiring you in, not spiral, spiring you in so that you can be in spirit. And it's so fun and so delicious and so joyful to learn for the next 5 days Hungarian words that are tongue breakers for Australians, let's say. So it depends on my delivery. It's not about my control because when it's about control, I'm going to break what? Our relation. How I relate to you and how you relate to me.
Yeah, I certainly think that's true when there's an imbalance of power.
Well, there is no imbalance of power unless you imbalance the power because you give yours away. Only then there is an imbalance of power. I'm not speaking politics. I'm speaking human.
No, I'm not speaking politics either. I was just thinking of different types of relationships and sometimes there is an inbuilt imbalance of power.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's probably a whole nother conversation, though.
And fine.
We don't have time for that in this episode, unfortunately. Fine. But I think what we have spoken about has been super valuable and clear. It's really helped me see, even though I like to think that I'm at this point already now, but it has reiterated for me how important it is to not choose to jump into someone else's drama. Let them have it. Let them do their thing, like that's up to them. And honestly, I can't be bothered anymore with drama.
I cannot control it anyways. If you want to create a scene right here now on the spot, can I control it? No. So why would I try? I observe you and I know of people, they say, well, you're embarrassing me now. How did I do that? Me being here, you're responsible for your actions and behavior. You embarrass yourself in case there is the measurement of embarrassment. So why would I get involved or even feel what you should be feeling or how I would be feeling if I were you? I'm not you. I'm me. Ay, 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 ay. Let there be peace within you.
Yeah.
And then go into the world.
I like it when you said be the peace because I think that's really true. We need to be what we want to receive.
Be it first.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's it, I think. That's it for this episode. One more episode before the end of the season.
Are we there yet?
We have got something super exciting up our sleeves for you guys. We'll tell you about next week.
Make
sure you join us then. That's it for us today. We'll talk to you real soon. We are Bold and Blonde.
Mindset Evolution. Talk to you next time. Thank you for listening in to the Bold and Blonde Mindset Evolution podcast. Please share our show with your family and friends. Together, we make this world a better place for you, for us, for future generations. When you need consulting or coaching, visit selfrecoding.com. Also, please remember to rate us 5 stars and leave a review and support us at baldandblonde.live. Talk to you soon.